Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Okay, welcome back. It's crazy out there. Gerald Celente has, without question, the finest news and information magazine ever. It is called the Trends Journal, and we're going to talk more about that during the hour. And honestly, if you have any care at all about what's really going on, you're going to want to get this magazine to your home. As I've said in the commercial, it'll be there for you in 6 months or a year, just as viable and valuable as it is the day you got it. So it will wait for you when you're ready. It's there, but have it on hand. Hello, Gerald. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. I know you're busy as hell, and wherever that expression came from, I guess hell is pretty busy. It ought to be with all the creeps in government, and not just this one either. The whole Western world is being overrun with frauds, and they're damn evil, a lot of them, no question. Not in my mind. Anyway, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, those happy days are here again. Everything's just perfect.
Oh,
you know, you go to the, you go to Drudge, right? This is the headline. Jan 6 subpoenas Trump. Bannon audio bombshell. Supremes deny the Don. That's the big in red letters, right? Then you go to the Cartoon News Network, CNN. New footage shows leaders scrambling to quell insurrection. And they have this picture of these clowns with their masks on, little Chucky Schumer, a scared-to-death Pelosi, and some other guy, I don't know who he is, with a mask on and his eyes all down. And you know, this is the news. It's one after another. So what's going on in Ukraine? Nuclear war. You know, Democratic senator urges Biden to cut off unreliable ally. I mean, you know, what do I care about this stuff?
I know.
What does this have to do?
Why do we care about Ukraine? What the hell does it have to do with the United States and the problems we're facing right now, the critical crisis that we're facing right now? What we're doing is giving away our military stores, our ammunition, our weapons systems. Yeah, some of it's old and a little antiquated, and that needs to be upgraded. But we are really demeaning the military here in this country, as you know.
Well, the military is already demeaned.
Yeah. Well, it's turned into fags and
arrogant
fatties.
His Miley. And you look at that cat's eyes, man. Holy cow. and that Lloyd Austin. And he's telling you how terrible things are going on. And he's telling you how bad things are going on with the Russians. This is a guy that was in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hey, Junior, you didn't do such a great job. And you're telling me what's going on next? All of these losers are telling me who the winners are?
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. As I mentioned, the magazine, the Trends Journal, you go back to our February 22nd issue, 2 days before Russia invaded. The headline, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. World War III has begun.
Well, now
what they're doing is they're normalizing nuclear war. That's when you know it's coming.
Normalizing nuclear war. Very astute and very simple and right to the point. That's when you know it's coming. And it's coming. And
it's
it'll be a false flag. It'll be ignited via false flag if necessary, but they're going to make it happen. That's the truth.
We have what people got to get in their heads. These are mentally ill people. They are deranged, mentally ill people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're out of their minds. And the media keeps selling the hype and keeps selling the lies. When they blew up the bridge over there in Crimea, the next day, this is the headline of the New York Times. They call themselves the paper record. And for all the crap they have in here, it's the toilet paper record. Blast on Crimea Bridge disrupts supply route in a major blow to Putin.
It wasn't a major blow. It was an ego issue.
I'm just telling you that. Let me tell you the headline, right?
Sure, please.
And then now the Wall Street Journal, they don't publish on Sunday, so Monday's headline. Russia moves to repair bridge to Crimea after attack. So that was it. No big deal. Not, oh, my God, they blew up this bridge. But then when Russia retaliated, it's a whole different story. Russia unleashes a deadly barrage against civilians. New York Times. Russian missile strikes on Kyiv and other cities draw angry condemnation. Angry condemnation, but not angry condemnation when they kill the people on the Crimea Bridge. Oh, it was only a bridge and they're going to repair it. It was one after another like that. And then as this came out that nobody's talking about, that the United States gave the Ukraine the green light to bomb the bridge.
Well, of course, we're running the show. We've got boots on the ground there, so does NATO. We've got intel. We've got satellite data. We are doing, it's the most obvious proxy war, perhaps, in modern history. It's disgusting.
Yep. And it's not a proxy war. They're at war.
I'm using the term in quotes, and I should have mentioned that. But
we are literally at
war with Russia right now.
We're at war. And that's what their former president just said today. After that guy Stoltenberg, or I call him Slutenberg, the guy that's the head of the NATO over there.
Yeah.
Another arrogant boy that never worked a day in his life.
Never did. Nope.
They're saying, you know, we're going to defeat Russia. If Russia wins, we lose. You know, and they threaten all of us. No, they don't. This is between Russia, and it's a border war that's been going on for over 300 years. They took down a statue of Catherine the Great because they say she didn't like the Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what, 1750? This has been going on back and forth. This isn't my war. And again, you go to the Trends Journal back to, well, it used to be a quarterly, now it's a weekly. And the magazine was when they overthrew the democratically elected government, the United States, of Viktor Yanukovych. Yeah. We overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych of Ukraine. And Victoria Nuland telling we sent $5 billion to teach democracy to Ukraine. By the way, now it's up to almost $70 billion that they've stolen from us to send to Ukraine. And Ukraine now has a budget deficit of about, I think it's about $55 billion. Mm-hmm. And we, the stupid people of the United States, are sending $18 billion.
No, we don't have a government. Yes, I agree with you, but we don't have a government, as you well know. These are not our leaders. We did not elect them.
Nope.
They're in there. They're international, communist, globalist, Kabbalist elite. And they're stealing everything they can from this country, and they're sending it over there so it can be skimmed off by Zelensky and his other henchmen and the others. They're looting the U.S. right now under the guise of helping poor little Ukraine. They're looting us. Do you think that $80 billion might have done some good here to help the homeless on the streets, for example? No, we got to send it to Zelensky and his other buddies so they can steal from it. They've been ripping so much off, it's not funny. Gerald, we're in there so deeply now, it's a joke. We've got every bit of our military intelligent operatives engaged who are available now in that effort one way or the other. We've got all the hardware, all the satellites, all the intel data gathering, all of it. And it's all going to be used against Russia in that war that we're fighting. We are fighting a war with Russia. And sooner or later, we're going to get our ass kicked, but it's not our fault that we're going to have to pay for the frauds in Washington.
Well, no, we're going to have to pay anything. We're going to be dead. There's going to be a nuclear war.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
And the morons and imbeciles that talk about building a bomb shelter. Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah, you get out of the bomb shelter, and life on Earth is going to be just so pleasant.
Well,
oh,
you won't need lights at night. Everything will be glowing. So, yeah. You're right.
they brag about this.
I know. Understand that Ukraine's history goes back a long way. And in 1926, about 50% of the 3 million Jews who were living in the Soviet Union were living in Ukraine. That's why when Zelensky went in there, which he was put in there, he said, we're going to make this a second Israel. It's got a long Jewish ancestry there. It goes way back. And Ukraine used to be the breadbasket for all of Russia. This is before the overthrow of 1917. And then they had the Holodomor. How many were killed in that in Ukraine? What, 30 million? Nobody knows.
Yeah,
the Soviets slaughtered everything.
Who are the people that slaughtered the Jews? The Azovs that are now in control.
Correct. Yeah, it's history that nobody knows, Gerald. They don't study history. They don't teach history. They've constantly rewritten it to where it's like a storybook. It's a joke. Anyhow.
Well, here's a perfect example. The COVID war has destroyed, decimated the lives and livelihoods of billions of people.
Billions.
You know, we put all the facts. Billions. Well, because it went all over the world. Oh, by the way, now they're locking down Shanghai again. The Chinese way, you must obey.
I didn't hear that.
Started it. Italy followed, and one after another. So, yeah. I mean, here, let's look at the crime rate. We taking a subway in New York is worse than a night in Calcutta.
I've heard.
Look at the office occupancy rate. It's around 45% to 50%. 45% in Europe. So all the businesses that depended on commuters. All that, no more happy hours, all the dry cleaners, the delicatessens where people went for lunch.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. They're finished.
Right.
Now you have office occupancy. You know, that's so low. Hey, look, all the companies say, hey, you know, I don't need all these floors in the building anymore. You are going to see a commercial business, real estate crash, the likes of which we've never seen before. So now the COVID war, and I've given you about how they rewrite history. They blame all of this, quote, on the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everything that's going wrong at the economy, they blame, quote, on the pandemic. No, not on the pandemic, on the politicians. I ask everybody, how many people you know died of COVID? Well, I got a friend of a friend. You know, my uncle died. He was, well, he had, you know, Parkinson's disease, and he was 86.
Yeah.
Here, this is CDC data. 693 1 to 17-year-olds died in the United States in the course of 2 years. 693. Got it? All right? 60% of them that were hospitalized were obese. And now you're telling me 693 people anyway out of 72 million died? What are you telling me this stuff for? That's like nothing number.
So that's a nothing burger, as they say. Absolutely nothing.
So now they're blaming it all on the pandemic. That's how they're rewriting history. They're not blaming it on the Gavin Gruesome Newsoms, the little Andy Cuomos, the mayors or the governors, all these slime balls that robbed us of our freedom around the world.
They have already a tremendous amount of plausible deniability built into this whole genocide operation. But to make it absolutely airtight, they need a little nuclear exchange. Then they'll have the radiation issue. Well, you got cancer because of the radiation from the nukes. I'm telling you, they're going to have total plausible deniability over killing 5 to 6 billion people when this is all said and done.
That's
how they're constructing it.
Yeah, this is a headline now in DW out of Germany. Germany, 14 NATO allies agrees to procure air defense systems. Isn't that great? Keep sending more weapons of death over there.
The UK is sending air defense. We are? Yeah, of course.
Yep. Yeah, keep sending. Keep bloodying the killing fields. This thing would have been over months ago had the United States and NATO stopped sending billions of dollars. And again, the people in charge, first of all, the European Union had called Ukraine the most corrupt country in Europe. Nobody came close to it.
Nobody.
And again, the Azovs are in control. They're the ones, they did a great job in Odessa after they overthrew Yanukovych. They burnt a building. They only killed about 75 people in it. And it's one after another. Here, NATO to hold nuclear deterrence exercise. Hey, Junior, there's no such thing as a nuclear deterrence exercise. There's no deterrence to a nuclear war. And this is the way they're selling the crap. I'm going to tell you, if people don't start doing something, we're finished. I am so tired of people not doing anything. And you know I'm doing everything I can. You're doing what you can. I launched Occupy Peace, the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice.
Yes,
I'm holding rallies. I'm doing everything we can. And, oh, by the way, all the religions, where they got lockjaw? Where are the Catholics? Where are the Jews?
Not a peep.
Where are the Episcopalians? Where are the Baptists? Where are the Seventh-day Adventists? You waiting for the Eighth-day Adventists? Where are you all? Where are the Mormons? Where's everybody? What are you here? Lockjaw? What God do you believe in? If you believe in a God, no God believes in war. You got it?
It's right there. Unfortunately, the people, the rank-and-file people, and I'm not knocking anybody in this country, they are the ultimate victims. They have been dumbed down in school. They've been addicted to their flat screens, so they think they're being informed, but they look at something called the news. They're not. They're being programmed. That's why they call it programming, and they don't have a chance. It's not that they had it stolen from them. It's that they were programmed into oblivion, and it was a no contest. There was no fight back. There's no pushback.
It's everywhere. It's
not just
everywhere.
Here. That's right.
It's everywhere. Look at all the people. Close down your business. Close it. You could close down at 10 p.m. Put the seats 6 feet apart. Put plexiglass up in the stores.
Well, remember,
the COVID doesn't go around it, doesn't go under it. It just goes straight.
It stops.
Stand
no,
6 feet apart. The wind blows exactly in 6 feet. When you're in an airplane, wear a mask. But when you eat and drink, you can take your mask off because the COVID knows you're eating and drinking, and it won't bother you.
See, and the sheeple couldn't figure this out. And now it comes out that...
They're not fighters. I'm telling you, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yep. They're laying down and dying is what they're doing. They're just rolling over. There's no fight back. None. I don't get
and
it.
And worse than that, is the arrogance. If you don't swallow my crap, how dare you? I swallow their crap, and you won't swallow their crap that I swallow? How come you don't swallow their crap? Put on that mask. Stand 6 feet apart. Wash your hands all the time. Keep washing your hands.
Keep washing. That was Tony Fauci and Debbie Birx who came up with the 6 feet social distancing. They came up with a mask idea. It was written up. They admitted it. It was their whole thing.
They were doing it all over, though. In Europe, yeah, it was 1.5 meters.
I know. It's sick.
Italy
well, here's
was the
sickest thing, Gerald.
Country.
To me, the sickest thing is the murder of our little children and the unborn. They're being murdered in the womb. They're being murdered shortly after birth. They're being murdered when they're 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, 17. They're kids. They're being murdered all over the place with these shots. And it's not stopping. And the new so-called booster is a bivalent booster, probably twice as deadly as the other booster they were using until about a month ago when they pulled them all off the shelf and replaced them with the new Pfizer bivalent version, which has the COVID and the Omicron in it, allegedly. We don't know what's in it. And people actually are dying on the way back to their car from getting these shots in some of these drug stores. There have been several reports of that. They drop over in the parking lot. So, yeah, cancer is everywhere. There's no
Again,
more cancer.
It's what I'm trying to say is global. There's no fight.
It's true. I had a guy on from Indonesia, Bernard, a week ago, told me the whole story. It's the same thing there.
Yeah.
They're killing people all over the place. You're right.
The people have lost their fight. But again, it's been going on forever. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. What do you mean do or die? Oh, you mean you got to go fight in a foreign country to bring democracy? Oh, that was the line, remember, in World War One.
We have to bring democracy and freedom to these poor, underprivileged peoples.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And they're selling the same line now.
We have no democracy left in this country.
Nope.
We're being run by a junta, a regime. It's an internationalist, globalist regime. Bolshevik, communist, Zionist, whatever you want to tag it with, I don't care. They don't represent us. We don't have a representative
of
anything anymore. They do what they want, and the courts are all corrupt. The appellate courts are worse than the district courts. Look, this thing is so rigged, it's not even funny. The only good thing Trump ever said was, it's rigged. But what did he do about it? He left office and left all those poor January 6th people that he called to come to Washington to rot in jail, and they're still there. And it is so hideous for them, they're begging to be transferred to Guantanamo. And they should be. This is America's biggest political... Oh, what they're doing to these people. Anyway, hold on just a second. Gerald Celente, the one and only, and I will be right back with you after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Gerald Celente, the Trends Journal. I don't know, if there really were honest and honorable awards for journalism and journalism in publication format, you would win, you should win, hands down. This thing blows away anything else that I've ever seen. Newsweek, Time, I don't care what it is. Time is a joke. Time is a horrible fraud, in my view, and I've never liked it. Way back in the 30s, it used to print some interesting journalism. I've read old issues of it just for fun. But it's People Magazine crap now, basically. And all run through an abject propaganda mill. It's all control. It's part of the control mechanism. So, you can add all the major newspapers in the country. Look at the New York Times, the Post, junk, garbage. Don't waste your time reading them. Garbage.
Now, it's so sad what's happened to the media.
Sickening.
You know,
sickening.
And I have to, I got to read all this stuff, to find out, the trends going on. And I'm lucky to get, anything from from the New York Times. I have to go through it every day, and it's just it's a propaganda machine. That's all it is.
And I never do this, never. But I would just suggest to any of you out there, go to Rents.com once a day, and just read the headlines. Don't read the stories unless you find one you want to click on and read. They're all sourced to their point of origination. I don't write them. I simply link to them. But they're stories that are worth taking a look at least the headlines. And if you read the headlines every day, you will have a good working knowledge of the generally correct and honest rudiments of what's happening around you. And I say that with all humility. Just read the damn headlines. I put up about 100 stories a day.
Yeah, and I know. What you put up is amazing, what you put up there. My God. I don't know how you do it.
It's 12 to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
We've been doing
this
a long time, friend, and we both are driven by not only it's an honor and a privilege to have the trust of people. I never forget that, ever. I don't take it for granted. I'm not in this for reasons of ego, nor are you, never have been, couldn't be. We're not that kind of people. But I'm telling you that the Trends Journal is the most brilliant assemblage of cogitatively brilliant information you're going to find anywhere. It's just superb. And I'm not blowing smoke here. I'm telling you the truth. It's that good. And if you want news and you want to have it in a magazine format, you can get it right online anytime you want. You can just click on it. You can get a print version if you want to. It's the Trends Journal. This is the best.
You know, one of the trends I want to talk about is that nobody's going to be talking about this. You're going to hear it just from us. You saw what happened with the inflation rate today, right? And how inflation went up.
No, I didn't. I haven't caught up with that yet. No.
Okay, it went up 8.2%.
Oh, okay.
8.2%. Now, if you go to John Williams' shadow stats, it's really more like 16%.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, check this out. The numbers come out. The markets tank. Goes down 500 points. Because they're going to keep raising interest rates, right? All of a sudden, the market does a 180 and closes up 826 points. Over 800 points. It does a 1,500-point shift. It was down 500, it did a 50, and then it ends up closing it at 820-something.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, gold prices go down. And you know why gold prices go down? Because they say Fed's going to raise interest rates. And that's bad for gold because gold's dollar-based, and you know, and it costs more to buy gold from other countries whose currencies are going down. Okay, so wait a minute now. Why did gold go down and the markets go up? Because the markets are rigged. I noted an article from the Wall Street Journal about how the so-called officials in our government agencies, from the Environmental Protection, one after another, they know the law. They know the regulations that are going to be passed. They know what's going on next, and all these insiders are playing a game and making a fortune. Just as what happened with that arrogant guy down there in Texas, Kaplan, and the ignorant other arrogant guy up here in Massachusetts, Rosengren, the Federal Reserve guys, playing the markets before the Fed would announce what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So the whole game is rigged. There's a thing called the Plunge Protection Team. Isn't that a nice name?
PPT. Yeah.
Yep. Isn't that nice? What do you mean, plunge protection team? Oh no, we don't want our guys to lose money, so we got the inside track over here. We're going to play the game, and so now the markets went up today. They should have gone way down. Now they're saying the Fed is going to raise rates aggressively, another 75 basis points, which really isn't that aggressive when you have an annual inflation rate of 8%. 8.1, 8.2%.
Minimum.
Yeah, so you're only at a 3.50, a 3.25 or something, Fed rate. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing when you have inflation going that high. So they say they're going to raise it 75 basis points. I don't believe so. And I'll tell you why. It's the economy, stupid. The midterm elections are coming up. If they only raise the interest rates 25 or 50 basis points because they meet on November 2nd and the midterm elections are
26
November
days from now.
8th. So they meet on the 1st and 2nd, the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. So they'll announce when how much they're going to raise interest rates on the 2nd. And then Election Day is only a couple of days away. It's the 8th. So if they don't raise interest rates a lot, the markets will spike. And the morons will say, oh, look at things are going good again. And they'll vote Democratic. So they'll do anything they can to keep pushing up the equity markets in and the economy before the midterm elections. And this is something in this Trends Journal we wrote also. For the last 40 years, the markets have gone up after the midterm elections.
That's how
much they rig it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last 40 years, markets have gone up.
Well, we lost JFK and we lost the country. That was the end.
Yep. And then you know my story about me being with Connolly, who took the bullet in the back.
Yeah, tell our listeners again. That's important.
Well, I was, he asked John Connolly, who was the governor of Texas, and he sat in front of Kennedy
in that car. JFK could see it.
You know, so you could see the YouTube. And he took the bullet in the back. And he wanted to meet me in 1992, 2 weeks before the presidential election, because of my book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. I had forecast there'd be a new third party in 1989. I said there'd be a new third party by 92. And so I mentioned someone like Ross Perot would be the candidate. So you want to know how I figured that out.
Hit, how did you know? Yeah.
Well, I was following what was going on. You know, I'm a political atheist, so I just look at the facts, you know, and I know what the people are looking for, and they were disgusted with little Georgie Bush Sr., who was another daddy's boy from Prescott Bush, and they were disgusted with the whole thing. You know, another thing, too, by the way, before I keep going on, it was Bush and Reagan wanted to bring NAFTA. And it was Clinton the one that pushed it through, but anyway, because they couldn't do it, but they Clinton make himself a phony Democrat. There used to be Democrats in those days. He was pushed it through. So anyway, we're parked out, and I have a picture. I have a photograph of me, him, and his wife Nellie in front of the book depository.
Great name, Nellie.
And that's actually the picture that you see is the side of the book depository. We were parked out in front of a limousine. Yeah. And he told the story of what happened that day. And I didn't ask him, you know, who you think did it or whatever. But anyway, to make a very long story short, we're walking back into the Anatole Hotel. And he said to me, you know, Gerald, he said, I read your book. He said, it's a fine piece of work. And he said, I know your heart's in the right place, but you don't have a clue what's going on. And neither do the American people. Because if they did, there'd be a revolution in this country. This is 1992. John Connolly, the Democratic governor of Texas, also became the Treasury Secretary under the Republican Richard Nixon that took us off the gold standard.
I forgot about that. He's so right. The people haven't a clue. Not a clue.
It's a crime syndicate.
People
call it a government.
It's
crime syndicate.
These are mobsters. They're not politicians. They're mobsters.
They're murderers. I do Alex Jones. I do a show on InfoWars. A lot of people don't like him. Hate him. He lets me say what I want to say. He's pro-Trump. I said, look, Alex, I can't. I'm totally against what Trump is doing in Venezuela. I discard what he did.
Well, how about the
assassination
of
Soleimani?
No.
Oh, well,
by the way,
let me
say one thing,
facts.
If I might. Yeah. Let me just do this real quick. For all of you out there who think that Trump and Biden and other world leaders are getting these injections, you got to think again. Now, here's the former French presidential candidate. This guy's a real contender. He said out in open, right, it's in the media everywhere, that Macron and most of the MPs in France are not vaxxed.
That's right.
Now, nobody, none of their players are going to get this death shot. They get, if they get anything at all, it's going to be saline. We know that. But this guy actually had the guts to stand up and say it. So bravo to him. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, so going back to, what was I talking about? Trump. So anyway, what goes on with Alex Jones, now he's fined like, you know, almost $1 billion for lying. That's what they got for lying, right? Okay. Alex Jones didn't kill anybody, but George W. Bush lied us into the Iraq War.
How many died?
How about bringing them up on trial?
Yeah.
Why don't you? I'm serious.
Oh yes.
How come you don't bring Cheney up on trial? Condoleezza Rice up on trial.
This is all showbiz. It's all bullshit, and it's all.
I'm just saying, they're all making this big thing about how terrible it is that he lied. They lie us into these wars. How come they don't talk about that lie?
I know. It's really sickening.
Oh, and going back to taking us off the gold standard, that was a result of the inflation skyrocketing. Was a result of the, and nobody ever talks about it, the Vietnam War.
What war?
Pumping all that
what
money
Vietnam
in.
Vietnam War? What's that mean, Vietnam War?
Yeah, what's the Vietnam War? That's, by the way, that is our second largest we buy more from Vietnam in clothing and shoes. They're the second one in the world that we buy from.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's right. And we start to hate the Vietnamese. And by the way, just as they're selling the baloney now, that if we don't stop the Russians now, before you know it, they're going to be all overthrow Russia. They did the same thing. If we don't stop the Vietnamese, the dominoes are going to keep falling. And before you know it, they're going to be hitting the shores of California. And I'm not making that up. That's the propaganda that they sold. And they're doing the exact same propaganda now. It worked before, and it'll work again.
Why will it work again? Because they repeat it over and over on the 100% controlled mainstream media. Over and over and over. They just keep repeating it. If you want to take anything that Washington tells you and consider it, reverse it 180. Think about it that way, because that's about where we are. Things are almost the diametric opposite of what they're telling us in most cases.
Oh, no, it's terrible what's going on. This is very serious. I'm telling you, World War III's begun, and if we don't do something to stop it, it's going to be hell on
earth. I haven't seen, Gerald, my friend, I haven't seen one American on a street corner with one placard protesting this shit. Excuse my French.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, again, I launched Occupy Peace. I had a big rally here.
You sure
here.
Did. Yes, you did.
I had Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter.
Yes. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I did an interview with Scott Ritter today that will be going up on Gerald Celente on YouTube tomorrow.
I like his analyses. I think he's
This guy is, he's sharp.
Yeah.
He's sharp. And, we're on the same page. And he's in total agreement with me that World War III's already begun.
Yeah.
Hey, just like they teach us that World War I began when they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo.
Archduke Ferdinand. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this war, you can make an argument, World War III began on November 22nd in Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
That was the end. It's been all this direction ever since. That horrible, monster LBJ. And just go right on down the list, one after another after another.
Yep.
Look what we have now.
We're talking about
an illegal, illegitimate, non-president, and the American people, Gerald, have accepted that man as president. They actually refer to him as president. He's no more president than you or I are. This is where we've gone. We're now in la la land. No one is looking at this in real time anymore. It seems like they're just gone. He's not a president.
I'm saying to you, it's everywhere. It's all over the world. The leaders are in charge.
Young
What's
global
your favorite
leaders,
country?
Remember.
Sri Lanka. Yeah. Go yeah. around the world. You want to? How about the war going on in Ethiopia with the Tigray? So who cares about that? You know, what's going on in Yemen? What's a Yemen? Is a Yemen like a, is that a new kind of a lemon that they made up? Oh, it's only the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. I mean, telling you, it's going on everywhere.
Nothing. No, I know. Look, let's be honest. The world's being taken down and reconfigured. It's being reformatted. That's their game. And they don't care if a billion people starve to death in Africa, Yemen, Bangladesh. They don't care. It doesn't mean anything to them. Them. Zero, yeah. 0. What percent of the world population? 3? I don't know. It's all crazy. I'm not pointing
well,
it to
Well, you know the saying,
group.
It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And that our irate, tireless minority must unite. And if we don't, then we're finished. And
can
I'm tired
name?
Of people saying, what could I do? What could I do? You know, put your money where your mouth is. You know, so do what you can to keep rents, you know, moving and growing. Same thing with the magazine. Same thing with our Occupy Peace. If you're not going to do anything, then, you know, then you deserve to go down. Because, as I said, you tell me the God that you believe in. And you tell me if that God believes in war.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead. I was going to ask you, can you name one person, Gerald, honestly, who has real international statesmanship, dignity, a great mind, someone who understands history? Like one of our founding fathers, do we have one person in the public eye? I'm sure there are some out there, but they'll never get noticed.
You know who
but
I like? There's
who
this
do you
guy,
like?
Massey, from Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know enough about
Massey,
him, but I've seen a couple good things that are.
Yeah, no,
good.
This guy, I was a speaker at Ron Paul's event 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. Massey was one of the speakers, and. You know, he was great. I got to meet him, and he was really that's the only one that I know.
I remember that. Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's one out of. You know, hey, we need a new movement. We need a new third party.
I don't know what the answer is anymore. I used to think third party, but all I know is they will kill
no,
anybody.
We need,
that gets
to me,
in their
that's
way.
The answer. You know, that is. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
Well, we almost. What? How would we fare as a parliamentary system?
I don't know. I mean, to me, another one is direct democracy, like they have in Switzerland. The people vote. You want to go to war? Let the people vote. You want to lower taxes, raise taxes? Let the people vote.
As long as it's with paper ballots that are counted by hand, that's fine with me. No, anything that's electronic, you're done. You're over. It's over.
Yep. But if they haven't been in a war in Switzerland since what, about 1856?
Well, they're doing something.
And everybody
right there.
Got guns. That's why they haven't been in a war.
It's like Kennesaw, Georgia.
Guns.
You know the story of Kennesaw, Georgia. The community passed a law that every household in town, every single one, has to have a defensive firearm in the house. Their crime rate went to damn near zero.
Yeah.
Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yep.
So it's
again,
anonymous.
Look at Switzerland. I mean, you know, they're surrounded by World War I and World War II, and they've never been in a war.
No,
the
it's,
people
it's all
vote.
True.
Direct democracy.
Yeah.
And then people, oh, the people are too stupid. Oh, yeah, Lindsey Graham's so smart. No, I like Mitch McConnell. No, Nancy Pelosi, little Chucky Schumer. Oh, they're all brighter than I am.
I don't know. You know who disappoints me? We're almost out of time here, but I'm not knocking the guy, but you know I like some of the things he does. But what has he really done? Rand Paul, and I don't know how he gets along with his dad, but Ron didn't pull punches. Rand is kind of a showman.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking him, like
I'm not nuts about him.
Yeah, no. No.
Going back, we have only a couple of minutes left. You know, the cover of this week's Trends Journal, "The Battle is Spiritual. War or Peace, Good or Evil, Which Side Do You Choose?"
Oh, very good.
And that's
no more
it. The battle, this is a spiritual battle. It's war or peace, good or evil. That's it. So please do what you can, you know, to support us by going to Occupy Peace or freedompeacejustice.com, freedompeacejustice.com. Imagine I own that domain name and I got it in
how
got
is
it
still
last
there?
Year. That thing
that's
should
crazy.
Have been gone in 1994.
Yeah.
But it shows you how freedom, peace, and justice aren't part of the system.
Trends Journal, how do you want them to direct their inquiry on how to sign up for it?
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com.
Okay, same old. Okay. Real simple. TrendsJournal.com. Go there. Look it over. OccupyPeace.com. Thank you, Gerald, for who you are and what you're doing. You're a great
American. Thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And everybody, do what you can to support rents.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See you next month,
bye-bye.
Gerald.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye. Right.
Gerald Celente, the one and only. We have some great Americans out there. A lot of you are listening. Great people. We just don't have access to the big platform called the media. Be right back with more. Hang on.